sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. And we're here with Brad Russell, State Farm Insurance, who's my State Farm Insurance agent.
Good morning, Becky.
Good morning, Brad.
Always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, how was your week this week?
It was busy. It was really busy. We're finishing up all the claim processes that we've had on the roofs from the last couple of storms that we had. So it's continually busy.
Do you know, clients of mine, when I go out to list their properties, most of them are shocked when I say you should get your roof checked.
Yes, before you purchase the house. Absolutely.
Well, before you list it.
Absolutely, because they will send somebody out there to look at it as well. And we can do that for them, too.
Right.
Right.
And well, before you write a policy, of course you do.
Well, yeah.
But do you guys send a rep out there to look at the roof
we will,
for a seller?
Wise, sometimes, occasionally, if they come in and want to do it. I've done it for some customers up north in Edmond.
Well, we send Robbins Roofing.
Yep.
Robbins Roofing is, I don't know if they have the words preferred or whatever from State Farm, but
right.
They are I guess, recognized good company from State Farm.
Oh, absolutely.
They go out and check our roofs for us. I always get permission from mm-hmm. the seller, the owner of the property,
sure.
and say, would it be okay if I send Robbins Roofing to check your roof? Because if we have an issue, and it's small, we can fix it right now.
Right.
And if we have a larger issue, we've got time to file a claim.
Right.
We at least know what we're dealing with, because that's a big ticket item.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the largest ticket items. The claims that are made on homes is the roof. And a lot of people don't realize the difference in certain companies either. A lot of companies, after the roof is 10 years old, they will go to ACV, which is actual cash value. They depreciate the roof. Well, with State Farm, any roof that we cover is covered for, I don't care if you have a hailstorm 40 years later and you still got that same roof on it, it'll still be 100% replacement cost, but less the deductible.
Wow.
Yeah. So
now that's very odd nowadays, because most companies that I've dealt with, and we deal with a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have hailstorms here, and not just hailstorms, but we have wind.
The wind is just as damaging as the hail.
Right.
That's why a lot of companies will give a different deductible for wind and hail. We're an all perils company. So, in other words, they may, for everything else in the home, give you a $1,000 deductible or a $2,000 deductible. But your wind and hail deductible is going to be a 1% of the home value. So
sometimes it's 2%, by the way.
Yeah, you can actually take your choice. We can go all the way up to 5% certain areas on home insurance.
Well, most right. of the insurance companies I've dealt with, if it's not State Farm,
right.
State Farm has some of the lowest deductibles around.
Oh, yeah, we can go to a 0.5% on mutual customers.
Yeah, and boy, we're going to have to define a few things. All perils, mutual. We'll talk about those things. You're an insurance guy. You know those things. But I can't say most companies. I'll say most companies I've dealt with mm-hmm. because there could be more companies out there. But they will have 1 or 2% of not the value of the home,
right.
but the face value of the insurance policy, which is the replacement
what we're pricing,
value
exactly.
of the home.
That's what
so
I mean,
if your home is if I come out and tell you that it'll sell for $175 mm-hmm. and you've got it insured for $225 because that's what it's going to cost to replace it, that's what your insurance policy should be.
Absolutely. And people get concerned sometimes when they see that we're insuring more than what the house was worth on the assessor side or what they paid for it or what they can sell it for. But the main difference is depending on the age of the house, everything goes up. Wood goes up, granite goes up, marble goes up, and we like to replace a home to make it look just like it was when it was built brand new.
Right.
So that's why.
You can update your colors.
Oh, absolutely.
But yeah. it needs to be the same quality.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we try to, you know, we've had people that had a special marble that they've ordered from a certain company and got it out of Houston that was imported. We try to do the best we can to find that exact marble, if it's possible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's the right thing to do.
Sure it is.
Right.
We make a promise, and we ought to hold up that promise.
What is a mutual customer?
It's a customer that really hasn't had a claims history in the past 3 years, and they've paid their bills well, and they've just been loyal customer to State Farm, and they will issue is mutual. And it doesn't have to be State Farm. It can be from anywhere.
So a mutual customer is somebody that has not had a claim in 3 years.
And a history of making payments and a history of a good credit history.
Okay.
Yeah.
How often do you guys check credit?
We have to do an EUR report every time we run a quote. Now, if it's on a home, we have to do it every time, too, just to make sure that there's no claim history there. And if there is a claim history there, what was it? And we always go through with the customer and make sure that that claim was after they purchased the home, because claims will show up on the EUR report that we pull that may have been 2 years prior to them buying the home, and we don't want them to be at fault for that claim. So we can always document that and get that pulled off. So if they're a great customer in any home that they've lived in before, they haven't had a claim, but they've purchased a home and there's a couple of claims sitting there, we want to talk to that customer to make sure.
What's an EUR?
Well, it's just a report that looks not at just credit. It looks at their bill paying history. It looks at any claim history that they have in the past. Their loss reports history will show up on the EUR. So basically, it just gives us a good picture of where that customer is so we can get them the best rate possible.
Is it, like, I own more than one property?
Oh, you own, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So does my report include all my properties?
Yes, it will.
So?
It looks at your history, and it's not going to look at all.
Do they average those? Because I'm going,
no, they really
well,
don't
okay,
average.
I may have a little bit more on my report, so I'm concerned about my EUR.
They separate things out based off of, you know, your rental dwellings won't be considered in an EUR report like it is your personal home, right? If you've got multiple homes, it's a little bit different. But it doesn't get that specific. It really just looks at claims history and any events that have happened in the home, whether there was water damage or they've had to replace the roof in the last 2 years, we know about that, which is a good thing. You know, if they've had a roof replaced recently the claim wasn't filed with us. I mean, usually roof claims, here's the main important thing about roofs. We have so many hail dates, catastrophe dates in this state, that we can generally tie a claim to one of those hail dates if it happened in that catastrophe, and then you're not surcharged for it. So you're going to have to pay the deductible, but there's not going to be any surcharge to your account.
Surcharge meaning an increase in premiums?
Right, right. So it's always wise to call your agent if you have a hail claim, and we want to document the date. We want to send out somebody like Robbins Roofing that really knows the process with State Farm and knows the process of what the customer needs, and we will send them out, and they will take a look at the house and make sure that we get that date right. We'll check the system, make sure if it was on a CAD date so they don't have any change or charges.
Well, we've got a lot of understanding to do about insurance. We're going to be talking about CAT dates. We're going to be talking about all perils and mutual customers, EUR reports, and maybe even a CLUE report when we return. So stay tuned. This is Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins. You are listening to. I am the leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team. And our number, should you want to call us for anything, and I will tell you, we get a lot of calls to ask for our favorites, and I've got one of my favorites here today, Mr. Brad Russell with State Farm Insurance, and you carry all my insurance, every single bit of my insurance.
And I appreciate that.
Is with State Farm.
You trust me that, yes.
And that is, sometimes I think, well, Brad, you could retire on my insurance premiums.
No,
it's
I'm
not
a
real.
Long way
it's
from
not
that.
Really, not really that much. If you're wanting to know who I use and who I trust, and this is based on 40 years in the real estate industry, I've got a couple of hands full of people that I trust to do different things. Go to BeckyIvins.com, and there's a tab that says Becky's Favorites. We reviewed our favorites this week to be sure that everyone on there was still a favorite.
Well, I hope I made the list.
Well, you did make the list. One did not make the list because they closed their business.
Oh, okay.
It was a therapy center, and sometimes when people move, maybe their kids have troubles with the move.
Oh, sure.
And we have referred business to a family therapy center to help people with this. And, in fact, Dr. Mark Charney has been on the radio with me 3 or 4 times covering things like...
I know Dr. Charney. He's actually a customer of ours.
Yes, he is, because I was a customer of yours, and and we use the same people because...
Well, and I tell you, that comes in handy. We moved from Houston to Oklahoma about 15 years ago. Now, we're Oklahomans at heart, that's where we were raised, but it is traumatic on kids that are teenagers. When they make a move and lose all their friends, they need somebody like that.
And so anyway, that one didn't make the list because
he retired.
He sold his business, retired.
Yeah.
He'll still be located in our new office when it's built.
Okay.
We have a room for Dr. Charney. And I said, wherever I go, you're always welcome. And he, we love Mark. So he's probably out hunting. He will not be listening to the show. It's because he'll be out hunting.
Well, it was a sacrifice for me this morning because that's generally where I am.
Generally where
morning.
You are. Well, I appreciate that sacrifice.
It's worth it.
Well, we're learning about insurance today, and I did not give my phone number out. 722-3232. It's a pretty easy number to remember, but write it down. 722-3232. Do you know I get a lot of business from people who listen to this show, and they don't listen to it just once and just trust that they're going to hear the truth on the radio. Right. However, over the years, they've developed a sense that I know what I'm doing in real estate.
Oh, sure.
And that I have a really good team behind me. And so call if you have a real estate question. I'm always happy to help. And that's kind of my role right now in my company is I help. I help my agents. I help a trouble spot, that kind of thing.
Sure.
So,
that's the fun of it. I do the same thing in my agency. We have actually 4 licensed agents there that work for me. And I steer the ship, but they can do everything that the agent can in the
office.
Do you
know, every person in my office, outside my personal assistant, who's part-time, but every person in the office is licensed, and she used to be licensed. It's just that she doesn't do anything that requires a license anymore. And did you know to hold a real estate license, it cost over $100 a month?
Wow. I wouldn't wear that.
Well over $100 a month. Yeah. And that's not for your license necessarily, but once you're licensed and with another with a real estate company that's a member of an association that has the MLS,
right?
That means that you've got to pay the national, the state, the local dues, all the MLS fees, and it's quite costly.
Oh, I'm sure.
And so, anyway, Julie will always be with me wherever I go. she's been with me for over 20 years.
Well, I'm sure that's a lot of your success is you've held your team together, and they're like family to you.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a team. Well, most people call it a team retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't retreat. So we had a team advance.
There you go.
A couple weeks ago. And where we do our planning for the next year, we kind of look back over this year, what worked, what didn't work, what do we want to tweak, what systems do we want to change, that kind of thing.
We do the same thing in November. So
yeah, we usually do it in September. And this year we did it in early October. And we... So anyway, we went to a lovely place at Lake Eufaula.
Oh, wow.
A very, 10-bedroom cabin.
Oh, it was a log cabin home?
It wasn't a log cabin, but, I mean, it was a home.
Yeah.
People actually lived there, frankly. They have a house in Edmond, too.
Oh, wow.
And we rented it from them, and we just went, and it was awesome.
It's always great to get away.
A lot of personal time, and
sure.
We don't get that so often because we pass in the corridors of the office, kind of, because we're all busy. We are out doing and producing, you know. So, well, Brad Russell, State Farm Insurance, we're going to define a few things, because what I used to refer to as the CLUE report, C-L-U-E, is you're referring to as the EUR?
Yeah, that's just our system that we use.
Okay, gotcha.
And it basically pulls the same type of information, but we don't run those unless we have somebody that is applying for an application for insurance.
Right, and sometimes we run into trouble when a homeowner, a new buyer, tries to get insurance, homeowner's insurance, and you check more than one thing. You check more than just the house.
Oh, yeah, you check the house. You check the loss history on the house as well. You check the length of time that they were with a previous insurer. There's a number of things that show up on there, on the home. And on automobiles, the same way. We're looking at the number of accidents, how long they've been with their previous insurer. There's just a lot of things rolled into one. But it can cause some problems, too, because you may have an accident or you may have a claim on the house that shows up on there. We need to talk to that customer about that and get it clarified, because sometimes those could have occurred prior to them purchasing the house.
Right.
And that's not on them, and we want to make sure that we clear that up.
But doesn't that affect the insurance rate anyway? Say they had water damage. It might affect the whether or not you're even going to accept the insurance on the property if they had, let's just say, they had a water damage, maybe a pipe burst that's in between the first and second floor, and it sits there for 2 weeks while they're on vacation.
Right.
And, of course, they put their air conditioner off because they're gone 2 weeks.
Right.
And it's in September, and it might get hot, and you might get mold grown inside those walls.
Yeah.
So that's...
It could. Yes, yeah. You're right. And we... Our adjusters do a very good job of coming out and taking a look at that. Now, that is one thing that people need to be aware of. And in a situation like you explained, with on vacation and something happens, it's hard to get around that. But anytime you see in a home that you have any type of stain in the ceiling or down the walls, you need to take action then. Call your agent, call a plumber, call somebody out, because if it goes too long, and it's a water claim that we would have paid for, say if a pipe burst, like you said, if it goes too long and they can tell that those stains have been on there for months and it's a slow leak, that's neglect. And a lot of insurance claims won't be paid if the customer has neglected to do something about that. So it's immediately call your agent, call a plumber. We'll send them out. We have people like Robbins Roofing that would come out if it's a leak through the roof that will give you an assessment.
Right.
And we can get on it, and we can do preventative maintenance on it until we can fix the problem.
Well, and one thing is that you don't want to file a claim.
Right.
Unless you're pretty sure that there's something to be collected from the insurance company. Because
exactly.
If it's going to be a $1,700 repair, and you've got a $2,500 deductible.
Right.
Just suck it up and pay the $1,700 repair.
It's worth it.
You don't want a claim on there,
right? You don't want a claim. And people make the mistake here too, Becky. If they feel like they've got a water leak or a roof issue or whatever, if they call into corporate office, whether that's with State Farm or whether it's with any other company, and say, hey, I've got water damage, before they call their agent, even if they decide that they don't want to put anything into that, it's a claim.
You know, we're going to talk about a lot more, and you want to know what All Perils is? Your insurance company an All Perils company? Stay tuned. We'll discuss that right after this break with Brad Russell from State Farm Insurance. You're listening to Becky Ivins, Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. I just had to have a little grin there. You're listening to Becky Ivins, leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, and I am here with Brad Russell from State Farm Insurance. And it is time for... Mama, come on, baby, tell me what's the word, a word of... Everybody say, when you hear the call, you've got to get it underway. It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing for the smallest of repairs to give you a sound evaluation on your roof. They check every roof I own once a year.
Wow, that's amazing.
Well, I want to catch it before it gets bad, you know?
Absolutely.
So that's kind of nice.
You bet.
It's a great service. Uh-huh. And they just do it just usually in the fall when they're not doing as many roofs. And I'll just say, when you're in Edmond, please go check this property. When you're over in, you know, Norman, please go check this property. And they just put it on their list, and they're just real good to...
Well, that's terrific.
Go check, and that way, one of the things that's really hard is those little boots that go around your vents mm-hmm. that are on your roof. The sun in Oklahoma and the wind dries that neoprene out, and it cracks, and then
leaking.
You end up with water damage inside that would have been a real easy fix.
Right.
So maintain your roofs, folks.
Absolutely.
So Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. I depend on them, and you can too. Okay, our word of the day today is kind of a concept, all perils.
Right.
And you mentioned earlier that you had your State Farm is an all perils company. And all perils insurance policy is an insurance policy that would cover all risk.
Right.
Right? Unless there's explicit excluded items on the written into the policy or there's endorsements added to policy. But for, you know, it's what makes that different in Oklahoma is you cover the roof. Some companies do not cover the roof.
Right. A lot of companies will separate out the roof and give you a different deductible for the roof. We go by percentages. So whatever you're insuring, it'll be a percentage, and we can go from 0.5% all the way up to 5% if somebody wants a deductible that high on their home. But all perils basically is going to cover your roof for any wind damage, any hail damage. It's going to cover the entire dwelling itself, all of your extensions to the dwelling. If you have a pool house out back or fences, it covers every peril associated with the home. We don't break it out like other companies do because we realize that if you break it out and give a smaller deductible, for example, on things that aren't wind and hail, most people will not file a claim unless 90% of the claims on homes are wind and hail.
Right.
And they're very expensive ticket items. And so we do the all perils that it's inclusive. We're going to do everything we can. We'll get that house back to perfect.
Okay.
As soon as we possibly can. So they don't have to worry about, is it wind and hail? Is it this? We're covering every peril that you have on the home.
Right. Now, you have, they used to call it HO5, or it's the standard homeowner's insurance policy.
Right.
And I'm not sure what they call it now, but let's just say the home's worth $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you automatically have a certain amount of coverage for inside your contents?
Personal property? Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. We do 75% of the dwelling. Whatever we cover on the dwelling, we do 75% of that. We put on the policy as personal property. And most people, a lot of companies will go 50%. Some will go 60%. There's very few that go 75%, but there are some. And what we found out over the years, over 96 years of insuring homes, is that people don't realize how much personal property they have because it's not just your furniture. It's not just your appliances. It is books. It is food. It is everything in that home. If you pick it up and turn it upside down and shake it, anything falls out is covered. And 75% protects that customer a lot better than 50% because we've had people that have had a total loss with 50% personal property and it doesn't cover what they had.
Do you know, the interesting thing that I find on that is that most people don't know what they own.
That's right.
One thing I suggest, I'm actually doing this again myself, because we just remodeled our house.
Yeah.
And so we got rid of a lot of personal items like artwork,
mm-hmm.
But we replaced it with other stuff.
Right.
You know, and if you take a picture of every wall in your house, like stand back as far as you can against a wall and take a picture of the wall opposite you,
mm-hmm.
and do that for every room in your house, then take a picture of your ceiling and your floor.
Absolutely.
Because your ceiling has a light fixture on it, and it's going to be of a certain quality.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I know I spent a lot of money on light fixtures in my when I was building my house. I did. I didn't have the money at the time. It was like, okay, this is the end.
Right.
And I was out of budget, but I couldn't stand for just get a cheapo light fixture.
Right.
So the light fixtures cost quite a bit, and if my house were to burn down, I want nice light fixtures again.
Absolutely, and that's the nice thing about having replacement costs on everything.
Right.
There. And we advise that, too, to all of our customers. If either do, like you say, is take pictures of every room, every wall, the ceilings. Take a video camera. Everybody's got their cell phones. Just store it somewhere to where you have everything documented inside the home.
Well, turn your GPS on when you do this next part on your camera. Some of you, it's automatically turned on unless you've turned it off. But each picture, you can tell where it was taken.
Absolutely. It pins it, doesn't it?
So, yes, it yep. does. So you can prove, yes, this was my house.
Right.
Go to every cabinet, open it, and just snap a picture.
Sure.
And that way, you will know how many spatulas you had.
Yeah.
You will know how many bottles of shampoo you had.
And that adds up, believe
it
me.
It does add up.
It really
on a claim.
Adds up.
I have a sister whose house burned down, and she couldn't remember what it was. She's going, Becky, they're wanting a detailed list of what was in my house.
Right.
And so I helped her a little bit. I said, close your eyes and stand at your kitchen cabinet. Stand at your sink.
Mm-hmm.
What's in front of you? Because there was a wall. She didn't have a window there.
Right.
And she said, well, there's little shelves on each side of the cabinet, little triangle shelves. What was on those shelves? And she said, well, there were some little bird statues, and there was this, that, and the other, and there was a couple of things her kids had made.
Yeah.
And I said, well, they're not going to pay you your sentimental value, but they're going to pay you for those little bird ceramics.
Sure, yes.
But, and then I said, now open the drawer to the left. What was in there? And it was so funny that to think about everything you've got in a drawer. So open your drawer, even if it's jumbled up.
Right.
And just snap a picture. Don't wait until you have time to organize it.
Absolutely.
That knives. Comes... Oh, my gosh. I mean, our knives were pretty expensive.
Oh, yeah.
You get good knives.
Uh-huh.
So we're doing that again because we've remodeled our kitchen and remodeled our bathroom. And so we're in the process of taking pictures again.
Well, it's amazing too. I would advise too to go through the attic occasionally, you know, every year or two, because there is so much. We cleaned ours out this past summer, and we'd forgotten how much furniture we had stored up there, or memorabilia, or paintings, or things of different value to us.
Right.
That if it would have burned down, we may not have remembered that.
Right. So take pictures.
Yeah.
And then store them on the web,
yes.
Not on your phone.
Right.
And if you have a smartphone, just a smartphone, you can get enough storage for free
mm-hmm.
through Google to store all those photos
yep.
without it costing you a penny. And it's stored on the web so that if your phone gets destroyed or your computer mm-hmm. gets corrupted or whatever, you're able to retrieve those pictures.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So we talked about all perils,
mm-hmm.
what that means, just not excluding anything. I mean, it covers everything.
It covers everything.
Okay. Right. And we talked about a mutual customer
mm-hmm.
is one that has had a good payment history, that
yeah.
Hasn't had claims in the last 3 years.
Right.
A mutual company. What is a mutual company?
Mutual company is basically owned by all of our customers. They're all part of the organization. It's a mutual company.
Okay. Is State Farm a mutual
yes.
company?
We have a mutual and we have a fire company, two different companies.
Okay.
So based on how, you know, sometimes it takes 2 years for somebody to become mutual within State Farm. And we write a policy for them. They may be with State Farm Fire. Once they become a mutual customer after a couple of years or a year or two, then they they will actually get a reduction being a mutual customer because they've been consistent with State Farm and they've paid their bills and they haven't had claim history that, you know, they can have claims, but you can also, the longer you're with State Farm, you can get claims forgiven. So some policies we have discounts at 3 years, 6 years, and at 10 years. And at 10 years, you can have a claim forgiven. Even some cases, water claims are forgiven if you've been 10 years with claims free.
Do you know the one thing that your agency has done for me is an insurance review?
Right.
And people, agents offer that all the time. There was, you'll probably get a letter once a year. If you've got a really good agent, you're going to get a letter saying, let's sit down and do a review of your insurance and be sure that you're insured for the right amount. Most people see that as a, we're going up on your premium review. And that's not it at all, is it?
No, it's not. We want a review because life changes.
Right.
Every year, life changes. And policies can change sometimes. There may be discounts that you don't have on your current policy that you've earned, and we need to give those to you. And to be honest, Becky, when somebody comes in, and I do these probably about 6 or 8 a week, mm-hmm. they call them IFR. We're just reviewing all their policies, making sure nothing has changed. And we always identify something that it's either a risk that they don't have covered now or it's a new discount. We reduce as many policy premiums in these as we do add something on. It's not an opportunity for us to come in and, oh, they're just going to try to sell me something new. No, if they've got discounts, we want them to have it.
You know, you guys have maintained my old policies on vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And swapped out vehicles on an old policy.
Sure.
Because there was benefits to keeping older policies. I don't know what that is, but there was a benefit to keeping older policies. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, that'd be great. But
we're going to talk about that. We've talked about the all perils, the mutual mm-hmm. company, mutual customer. But we're going to talk about the Clue Insurance Report, the EUR, and when we return right after this break. So stay tuned. You're listening to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. News Radio 1000, KTOK. That version of the intro music? I like that. Thank you, Mr. Gannon. Okay, welcome back. This is Becky Ivins, leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. Now, we're going to talk about
replacing
vehicles without replacing the vehicle policy number, right?
Right.
Why is that important to start with?
Well, because a lot of times, Becky, like you yourself, or where you trade vehicles occasionally, if you have had a vehicle that has 3 year, 6 year, 10 year accident-free discounts on it, you don't want to lose that.
Oops, so, I better get rid of that policy on my vehicle then. No.
But if you know the discounts will follow that, so we can. If you decide, we have customers all the time that say, "Hey, I've upgraded. I'm going to be either selling my vehicle and buying a new one." Let us know that first, so that we can suspend the vehicle, so they don't have to make payments on it if they've already purchased another one, and then we can assign all of those discounts that were on that previous car over to the new car, so you don't have to start over in the process. So you keep your discounts based on the older vehicle. We'll transfer them to the new one.
Now, another thing that your office, your agency's always done for me is you've very cleverly stacked uninsured motorist.
Yeah, we don't do that. That's just we do it for all of our customers. But and it's the right thing to do because with State Farm, our uninsured motorist policies are stackable. So a lot of people may have 3 vehicles in the home, but they have uninsured motorist on every vehicle. Well, that's just an additional charge that they're paying that they really don't need. And we like to be as fair as we can with them. We let them know that look, the policy needs to be on one vehicle. And if one of your other 3 cars gets hit by an uninsured motorist, we'll transfer it over to that one and take care of it that way. Now, there are some valid reasons to have it on more than one car. If you for example, have a soccer mom that's going to be driving around a bunch of children, picking up kids that they don't know if they have medical insurance or not in the family, you may want to keep that uninsured motorist in case they get hit there on that vehicle and then one on another. But in general, you really don't need uninsured motorists except on one vehicle in the household.
I think people are underinsured on uninsured motorists. A lot of times they'll do whatever. What's the state minimum now?
25, 50.
Oh, wow.
So that means liability-wise, if somebody, if you hit somebody or somebody hits you, the state minimum is $25,000 for one accident if one person's injured. $50,000 is for the entire car. So if you really, and this is, I stress to everyone, the state minimum's there for a reason, and it's usually for people that have a car that's, you know, they don't really care to fix the damage or anything because it's just liability, right?
Right.
But if you get into an accident, my daughter's a flight nurse at OU, and to get that helicopter off the ground, if you injure somebody or you're injured yourself, it's between $35,000 and $40,000 just to get it in the air. An ambulance regularly costs anywhere between $15,000 to get you transported or somebody else transported. That'll eat up that $25,000, $50,000 real fast. You're really putting yourself at jeopardy. And the policy difference between $25,000, $50,000 and $100,000, $300,000 is $5. I mean, it's not much difference in those. So I always talk to people about that. Your liability insurance on an automobile is more important than getting the automobile fixed.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So the CLUE report, which CLUE stands for Comprehensive Loss Underwriting Exchange.
Right.
Okay. And it's a database that allows automobile and homeowners insurance providers to exchange information without any notification to you. It's just a commonly shared database. And that's important to insurance companies.
It is. And we tell everyone before we pull a report, we have to get their authorization. We let them know that we will be pulling a report.
Yeah.
Because if they don't want it pulled, we can't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a kind insurance company. Thank you, Brad Russell, State Farm Insurance.
My pleasure.
And you guys tune in next week. We always have good information. This was a great information hour for us, Brad. We appreciate that.
This is
Becky Ivins, leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. Call me this week, 722-3232. Tune in next week for more of Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. News Radio 1000, KTOK.